Today's shiur is dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gurevich for Schus for Fur Shlema for Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Elaine Rubin. Today's shiur is Masechta Nazir Daf Lamed Hey, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Dalar Amid Beis, six lines from the bottom of Omar. In our previous shiur, the Gemara had taught us a brisa about what is and isn't included in what a nazir may or may not consume. And as we discussed and learned in the previous year, it was very much connected and how we learn pshat in the psukim of the Torah. And as we learned and will discuss extensively in Mitzvah Shem in today's year, that question really is very much connected to how we learn psukim. Do we learn psukim in the ribui miut fashion, or do we learn psukim in the klal prat fashion? And the Gemara begins by reviewing part of the brisa that we discussed yesterday in our previous year. Prat mefurish, when the Torah says that what a nazir may not have, the Torah refers to pre gomer, to a full fruit, af ki gomer, only a fully ripened fruit would be usher to a nazir. If that would be the case, then what we explained yes in our previous year as boiser is an unripened fruit, unripened grape, would not be usur to another. Amarta, says the Gemara, if that is indeed the halacha, imkeimani chakos b'mashmo shloi amru, why would we need the prat uklal uprat ribui if we aren't going to include this type of grape? Anach anovim v'lachim v'ashim, to tell me that a nazir may not have moist or dry grapes, haksivi, that is said explicitly in the Torah. We don't need a special lima to tell us that halacha. Yayin v'chaimitz, to tell us that a nazir may not have wine or wine vinegar, those two, haksivi, stated explicitly in the Torah. Ha'ein l'cha el lodn koloshin achra, we can't say that the pasuk is coming to exclude boiser, Ela Karishan, that the pasuk is coming to include the boiser, or as we explained, the rotten grapes, spoiled grapes, as they too are also to another. Ask the brisa, Omachashef is Sefenul Rabbis called Dover, if everything is going to be also to the Zov, to the Nazir, Matam Loy Mechatzan Amzag, what after the Torah tells us all that a nazir may not have, that the Torah adds the words mechatzana v'atzag, the pits and the skin. Loimalach to teach us, shekom makom shata boitzi prat uklal, where you have a prat and then a klal, and there is no prat after the klal. All the Torah has is a prat uklal. Yet to rishay l'moshcha l'donoi, that you can't kain a prat. Don't say that what the Torah means to teach us what with the klal is that the only things that are included are things similar to the prat, rather to understand that the klal nasa moisef al prat. If we first have a prat and then we have a klal, the purpose of the klal having been stated by the Torah is to include everything. Unless the situation, the way the Torah, the pasuk is stated, shepard l'cha benazir, unless it's going to be as the Torah taught us by Nazir, where after the prat uklal, you then have a prat. And that's what happened over here. First we have a prat, then we have a klal, and then the pasuk says mechatzana v'azag, which is another prat, and that's why it comes to exclude. Ask the Gemara, however, the Rebbelazim ben Azariah taught us in the previous shir, in the Mishnah, that the mechatzanim vadzag, the reason the Torah mentioned that pasuk is loymer to teach us, ain't a chayiv, that a nazir is not chayiv in mechatzanim vadzag, ad sheyoichel shnei chatzanim, yet only if he ate two pits and one skin, so pratim nolei, we're saying that the reason the Torah wrote it in the fashion of prat or klal or prat is the extra prat is coming to limit the klal. But here, we can't say that the extra prat is stated in order to limit the klal, because we needed to teach us this limud of chatzanim vadzag, two chatzanim and one zag. So how will he learn this? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah is going to learn the psukim, not in the fashion that Rabbanan learned the psukim, but rather he's going to learn the psukim, Savlak Rabbi Lazar, he's going to learn the psukim, like Rabbi Lazar learned the psukim, the Darsh Mi'at Ribui, that it's not a prat or klal or prat, but rather it's considered a mi'at or ribui, and therefore, since it's a ribui or mi'at, as we have explained previously, a ribui or mi'at is much more expansive. And that's why he's going to hold that even lulavim, alam lulavim, the leaves and the shoots of the grape tree are also teranazar. Vibayis Ema, another teretz, the Gemara suggests that actually Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah could hold like the Rabbanan. And the pasuk of Mechatzanim Vadzag is here to be a prat uklal apart. And we're going to learn two halachas from this prat uklal prat. One is that you're only chayiv when you eat a fruit or psoilus pri, as we explained in the previous year. And we're learning from here that if it weren't a prat uklal prat, rather if it was only a prat uklal, we would be much broader in our application. And the other halacha that we're going to learn, as he's been teaching us, as Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah has been teaching us, that you only chayiv if you ate two pits and one skin. Isakadatach, that because says the Gemara, the question is, how can we say that it's here, that the pasuk is here for both of these purposes? Why don't we say that the only reason the pasuk is stated is to tell us the halacha of Amar Rav Lozman Azariah, only to teach us the halacha that you chayiv for two chatzanim and one zag? If that were the purpose of the pasuk, so why wasn't the pasuk stated lich the rachmana l'gabe l'hai mechatzana v'azag? Shouldn't that pasuk been stated when the Torah speaks about all the pratim? And this is another prat, another detail in Hilchas Naziris. Why did the Torah, instead of putting this prat together with the other pratim before the klal, why did the Torah choose to put this prat after the klal? The Torah could have just as well put it before the klal. Ulamai hilchasi kasvi basa klal. Why did the Torah put it after the klal? It's deliberate to teach us that not only is it here to teach us the halacha of two chatzarim and one zag, but also to say that it should be treated l'medayna b'klal prat, that should be treated like a klal prat or klal prat, and where the halacha is iatadon el kaina prat. The only things that will be included, something which is like the prat, which is pre, upsilus pre. Our Gemara keeps on speaking about pre, upsilus pre. The Gemara, Masech the Brachas, Daf Mem Amr Aleph, discusses a case where somebody was given fruits, which we know the bracha on fruits is Bari Pri Eitz, and he made a mistake and made a Bari Pri Adama. The halacha the Gemara tells us is that b'di'evit, if you make a bari pri adama on a fruit, you yoytza, because the tree from which the fruit comes grows out of the ground. And that's why b'di'evit, if you made a bari pri adama, it's acceptable. And that's the way the halacha is taught in Arachayim Simen Reishvav Sif Aleph. If somebody, there's another discussion where somebody has a number of food and the plate in front of him, and some food the bracha is bari pri adama, and some food is a bari pri eitz. So now the Shulchan Aruch discusses that what will be if I only made a bari pri adama. Some say, as we just learned based on the Gemara Masech the Brachas, that if I make a bari pri adama even on fruit, I'm yoytzei, and therefore even though I have fruit and vegetables in front of me, the one bari pri adama that I made will cover everything. However, there are the Shagas Aryeh disagrees. The Shagas Aryeh says that under those circumstances, you can make a bari pri eitz. When is the halacha that if you make a bayri pri adam on a fruit, you yoytse, where if you won't be yoytse, it'll turn out you have a brach levatala. But over here where I have fruits and vegetables in front of me, and the bayri pri adam will be on the vegetables, so I could still make a bayri pri eitz on the fruit, because I did not end up making a brach levatala, because the hadama is there for the vegetables. The Mishnah Brura, there in Sifkat and Yud, says that since this is a machlokes apaiskim, this type of situation, what the person should do when he has this type of a situation is be mesiach das, decide that he's not going to eat any fruit, and then afterwards decide to eat fruit, and then without any question he can make a bari pri eitz. The halacha continues the paiskim to discuss. If somebody's drinking wine and eating grapes, so the halacha is that he makes a bari pri agafen on the wine, and on the grapes, he makes a bari pri ho eitz. And the bari pri agafen cannot cover grapes. Only b'di evid is bari pri agafen acceptable for grapes. So Moshe Zatzal, the Shas HaTshuvas Igros Moshe Arachayim Chelik Hei Simen Chav, discusses a situation that we just discussed, that what happens if we have wine and grapes, and there he says, if you made a bayri pri agafen on the grapes, you have wine and grapes, and you then drink the wine, you should not, and you had in mind when you made the bayri pri agafen for the grapes, you shouldn't make a ha'etz on the grapes. He says, based on our Gemara, the Gemara has been discussing the pasuk that says, Mikol ha'shiyas megefa ha'yayin. We're learning now that according to Rabbi Elazar, included in that are the lovim, alim lulovim, the leaves of the grape tree and the shoots of the grape tree. The Rabbanan, however, as we just discussed, used the pasuk of Mikol ha'shiyas megefa ha'yayin to teach us that it includes the boiser and the psilus peiris. So we see that the word gafen, Mikol ha'shiyetze megefen ha'yayin, speaks about the fruit and the leaves. So we see that the bayri pri agafen is different than the bayri pri eitz. He says the bayri pri eitz is supposed to be used for fruits. This that we say that b'di'evid you can make a bayri pri adam on a fruit is really a very strong b'di'evid. But this that we can make a bayri pri agafen on grapes is not that far-fetched, because we keep on learning how the Gemara here keeps on teaching us that Mikol ha'shiyas megefen ha'yayin doesn't only speak about wine, speaks about grapes, and not only quality grapes, poor quality grapes. So Moshe says that, of course, if possible, we should follow the advice of the Mishnah Brura and be mesiach das from eating the grapes. And then when you decide to eat the grapes, you'll be able to make a new bracha by priates. But it seems that Rav Moshe holds in this case, the Shagas Ari would also agree that if you're not Mesiach Das, the Bari Pri Agafen could cover the grapes as well. Our Gemara keeps on quoting also the opinion of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, as we learned in the Mishnah. The Rav Elazar ben Azariah says that in order to be chai for eating chatzar and vizag, you have to eat two pits and one skin. What will be, according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, explains Tosfos, if a nazir ate a kazayis of grape seeds, or a nazir ate a kazayis of skin, he would not be chayiv malchus. He says that what Rav Elazar ben Azariah is teaching us is that the pasuk is telling us the only time a nazir can be chayiv for chatzanim and zag is only if he ate two pits and one skin. So it turns out, points out Tosfos, that in a way, Rav Elazar ben Azariah is more lenient than the Tanna Kamma. Because according to Tanna Kamma, if somebody is going to eat a kazayis of chatzanim or a kazayis of zag, he'll be chayiv malchus. And according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, he would not be chayiv. The halacha, however, follows the opinion of the Tanna Kamma, that you're chayiv eating for just for eating kazayis of chatzanim or kazayis of zag. Says the Tosfos Yontif that Tosfos said that Rabbi Elazar that could be the Tanna Kamma is more machmer than Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The halacha is there's a chumra in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as well, because according to the Tanna Kamma, you're going to have a kazayis, and indeed a kazayis of chatzanim alone you'll be chayiv malchus, a kazayis of zag alone of zagim alone you'll be chayiv malchus. But what would be if you don't have a kazayis? So according to the Tanna Kamma, you wouldn't be chayiv. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, says the Rabbi Tanura, the Torah is teaching us, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, very bechidish, that as soon as you eat two chatzanim and one zag, even if they don't have in them a kazayis, you'll be chayiv. Because as we learned in our previous shir, what is the reason why you chayiv when you eat two chatzanim and a zag? The reason you chayiv when you eat two chatzanim and a zag is because it's considered a beria. And just like the halacha, in many areas of halacha, is that when you have a beria is considered something choshev, something significant. Here too, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that two chatzanim and one zag is choshev, and even though they don't comprise a kazayis, so according to the Tanna Kamma, in such a situation, you would not be chayiv malchus. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, since they're a beria and they're choshev, even though they don't have a kazayis in them, you'll be chayiv malchus. Ask the Gemara, so we've just explained that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah could say that the pasuk is here to teach us two points. The pasuk chatzanim azag is here to teach us the halacha that we just discussed, that you're not chayiv until you eat two chatzanim and azag, and also the halacha that this should be considered a prat or klal prat. But ask the Gemara that why do we say that? Why don't we say that the entire purpose of the pasuk is just to teach us? So it's only coming to teach us that it's a prat or klal prat. Why are we saying that the pasuk also is coming to teach us that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you're not chayiv until you eat two chatzanim and azag? Answers the Gemara: Im kein, if the entire purpose of the pasuk was only here to teach us to treat this pasuk like a prat uklal uprat, lichtiv chatzanim vizagim. The Torah is not teaching us this very unique halacha, two chatzanim and one zag. Why did the Torah change the tense? The Torah could have written either chatzanim vizagim, both in the plural, or chatzan vizag, both in the singular. L'maik hilch sekos rachmanim chatzanim azag. Everything is, in every word of the Torah, and specifically the way it's expressed, is there for a very important reason. The Torah changed the tense of chatzanim, which is Lashon Rabbim, to zag, which is Lashon Yochid. Shema mino is here for a very specific purpose, to teach us both that this pasuk should be learned l'midrash bei klal prat, to teach this pasuk, to teach that these psukim are there to teach us prat or klal prat, and also v'ikad nami l'midrash bei, and it's also here to teach us, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that you're not chayiv at shi'oichel shnei hatzanim v'zag. And Tosfos points out that we find this concept that when the Torah changes the words, there's a reason for it in many places. In Masech Baba Kama, the Gemara teaches us the pasuk could say he mutz. The pasuk says he mutzay timutzay. Why did the Torah change from he mutzay to timutzay? The Torah could have said he mutzay or timutzay timutzay. It's there to teach us a halacha. Similarly, when the Torah says v'rape yirape, the Gemara in Masechta Baba Kama da pehei amibay, the Gemara says the pasuk could have said rape rape or yirape yirape. The fact that the Torah changes the way it expresses itself from virape to yirape is there to teach us that halacha. So as we discussed in our previous shir, there are two ways of learning these types of psukim. The Pesukim can be learned as a Ribi Miut, or the Pesukim can be learned as a Prowl, a Klal, a Prat. So the Gemara asks, Rav Elazar Darsh Miut Rabbi, Prowl, a Klal, a Prat, Menolei, where will he learn the Prat, a Klal? And Tosfos points out that what the Gemara here really means to say is that that just because in certain circumstances you learn a Ribi Miut, doesn't mean that you're obligated to learn it. Oh, you're always obligated to learn the Pesukim that way. Taisa says what the Gemara means to say is that you could have the same Tana sometimes learning a Pesuk with a Klal, a Prat, Klal fashion, and sometimes you could learn the Pesuk like a Ribui, Miut, Ribui fashion. And that's the Gemara's question. Rabbi Elazar, who's learning the Pesukim by Nazir as in a Miut Ribui fashion, when will he learn Prat to Klal? Other Rishonim, the Rosh, says that if you learn Ribui Miut, then you don't learn Klal Prat. Rather, what the Gemara is meaning to ask, that the question is, the Gemara is not asking why is he learning one way or the other. The Gemara is asking, will he ever subscribe, or are there examples of him subscribing to that type of limud? Says the Gemara, Amr Bavur, Nafkalei Mahaikra. He learns it from the Pasuk, where the Torah speaks about the halachas of Shoibrim, when we ask somebody to watch something on our behalf. And the Pasuk says, Kitnish Areya Chamor Osha Osa V'cho Behema Lishmar. Says the Gemara, the way he learns the Pasuk is as follows. He says, "Kol." When the pasuk says, "Kitnish arei chamar shor sa," that's a prat. The Torah spoke about specific types of items. Then the Torah says, "V'chol" is a klal. Behema lishmar chazu uprat. Prat. So this is considered a situation of prat uklal prat. Yata don elkein a prat. And since all of the different pratim are something which are animal, which is something that's movable and has financial value, then from here we learn that the only time the halachas of shomrim apply are by davar matatl gufa mamon. But something which is not movable, for example, property, that wouldn't have, the dinim of shmira wouldn't be applicable there. So from here we see that Rabbi Elazar agrees to limud a prat or klal or prat. Rava says he learns the way Rabbi Elazar learns prat or klal or prat. Nafkalei mahaikra. The pasuk speaks about somebody who brings a carbon oiler from his sheep. And the Torah HaKadosh in the beginning of Parshas VeYikra says vim min atzoin kabonoi min aksavim o min aizim lo oiler. Vimin, says Rabbi Elazar Prat. The Pasuk is teaching us Hatsoim, that only animals that are Hatsoim are kosher to be brought a carbon. And therefore, an animal that's over, Hatsoim is always less than year old. Any animal that's over year old cannot be used as a carbon. Hatsoim, but then the Torah says Hatsoim, it means haklal, even an animal that's over a year old. Then it says kvasim v'izim, chazu prat. So this is a situation of prat to klal prat. Yatadon elokein a prat. From here we learn that an animal has to be a healthy animal, but the age is not important. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda m'diskart l'rava, v'leilef min haden kro. Why doesn't he learn from this pasuk that we should learn a prat to klal a prat? The pasuk says, "Dava bnei Yisrael." Also, all the way at the beginning, Parshas VeYikra, "Dava bnei Yisrael." For matalem, odom ki yakar mikem korban l'Hashem, min abehemim min abakim min atzoyin takrivas kabodchem. And why don't we learn min? That means only certain animals could be brought for a carbon, and therefore we'll learn that a chaya, even though it's typically, when we say behema, a chaya, we know there are two types of animals. Behema are domesticated animals. Chaya are non-domesticated animals. We'll say that since the Torah uses the word ha-behema, it'll include chaya as well as being able to be used as a carbon. Bakavitsoi is a prat, and we'll learn that only bakavitsoi. And then the Torah says a klal. Will so this will be a klal or prat. So again, we start with a prat, then we go to a klal, and then we go to a prat, and we'll learn el dvarim ken a prat. So only animals which are behema will be able to be used because it's ke'en a prat, but not chayis. So why is this not brought as an example? Says the Gemara, Amalei Rava. So Rava responds. Rava responds to Rabbi Yehuda Mediskirta, Minhai Lekala Mishnah. Dima Hasam, if we use this pasuk, having been behema, we would say that certainly a chaya should be able to be used for carbon. And the Torah, because since usually chay is bechlal behema, and we would say that the min, when the Torah uses the word min, it's not coming to exclude chaya, because chaya and behema are equivalent. Amalei, so Yehudim in the Skata says to Rava, chay bechlal behema, a chaya and behema equivalent, haksiv, the pasuk, and then we should say certainly chay can be brought for a carbon. When the Torah speaks about what type of animals can be brought, the Torah is very clear in saying bakavitsoin, and bakavitsoin are behemoths. So how would you assume that chaya certainly could be used for a carbon? Havelay, this certainly should be considered like a prat or klal prat. We had the donel kein a prat. Says the Gemara that how do we know that when we learn that when we have a prat or klal a prat, that we learn that it has to be kein a prat? Says the Gemara, the Tanya. There's a brisa that speaks about the halacha a ma'aser sheni. We know that in the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, one has to separate in the first and second and fourth and fifth, years of the Shemitah cycle, one separates Ma'aser Sheni from his produce. He could take the actual Ma'aser Sheni up to Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim, or he could redeem the Ma'aser Sheni on money, and he could come to Yerushalayim with that money and buy food with that Ma'aser Sheni. And the Tosuk says, regarding that money that somebody brings to Yerushalayim, the pasuk says, "V'nosata kesef b'chol ashtava nafshecha, b'boker b'tzoyin b'yani b'shecha b'chol ashtasholcha nafshecha." Says the Gemara, the way to understand that pasuk is "V'nosata kesef b'chol ashtava nafshecha klal," that you could buy anything you want with that ma'aser sheni money. But then the pasuk says, "B'boker b'tzoyin b'yani b'shecha prat," and then the pasuk says, "U'b'chol ashtasholcha nafshecha." So this is a situation of a klal or prat or klal, which we're learning that loch in such circumstances is iatadonikela and prat. The only thing that could be included is something similar to the prat. Ma prat mafurish, and we look at the prat. The prat is prima pri, something that's born from its mother. When we speak about bok of tzoyin, has a mother. Grapes, wine comes from grapes that come from a grape tree, the gdule karka, and they all grow from the ground. So we'll learn from here that the only thing you could buy with ma'aser sheni money is prima kri v'gdule karka, but nothing else. So birds will be included because birds are born from mothers and they also nourish from the ground. But we could not buy, for example, salt and water. They're not born from a mother. We cannot buy fish that aren't nizay min hakarka, that don't nourish from the ground. So we see from here that when we have klal upratu klal, when we have a klal upratu klal, the way to learn the pasuk is that it comes only to be marba ke ein haprat. Says the Gemara, that now we're going back to the beginning of our sugya, that the beginning of our sugya taught us that we had a choice how to learn the psukim by nazir as a ribi miyut or klal prat klat. Ask the Gemara, michti, if we're saying then when we have, as we just learned, a situation of a klal or prat to klal, the halacha is kein prat the ninen, that we only include something which is similar to the prat. So then, why does the Torah have to put in a last klal? Klal abasri mayahani, because even if we just had a klal or prat, the halacha is we're only marbik in a prat. So what is the purpose of the Torah adding the final klal? Answers the Gemara, Ahani Lasufi Kol the Domilei. If we only had Kal or Prat, says the Gemara, then we say Ein Bechlal El Masha Beprat. The Prat is extremely limiting, and only what's exactly included in the Prat is included. Anything which is not in the Prat itself is not included. But when we have another Klal, the Prat is still very important, and the Prat is still very much taken under consideration, but it's only Maisif Kena Prat. As the Gemara, the Halacha also is that when we have a Su, when we have a Prat or Klal a Prat, the Halacha is Kena Prat Aninen. We include anything that's similar to the Prat. So if that's the reason, if that's the Halacha, Prat to Basar Mayahani, why do we need to have a second Prat? That the Halacha that you, when you have, that you include only Kena Prat, we would be able to have that halacha by having just a Prat to Klal. That the halacha is Prat to Klal, you include Kena Prat. So what was the purpose of the Torah adding another Prat? Answers the Gemara, if we only had a Prat to Klal without the final Prat, Ilav Prat to Basra, that we didn't have the final Prat, have a mina nasa Klal Moisva Prat. We would say that the klal expands much more, and it wouldn't be limited to just to ena prat. And therefore, we understand why the Torah adds a prat is to keep it to the situation of ke'ena prat. Ask the Gemara. So we're learning now that we have train klal and prat. We learn when we have two klal and one prat, the halach is that we only include ke'ena prat. And then, well, that's the halacha when we have two klalim and one prat. And that's similarly the halacha when we have two prats and one klal. That in both cases, kena prat daininan. That we only include whatever is similar to the prat. So if that's the case, if that's the halacha, my ikab baini baini. What's the difference if we have a klal or prat to klal, or we have a prat to klal or prat? The halacha, it seems, is exactly identical, that we only include ke'ena prat, says the Gemara, Ikka. There is a difference in the two types of psukim. Dilu tat and klal pratam. If we have two klals and one prat, says the Gemara, I ikka prata de damale afila b'chat sad. If it's similar, even in one way, to the prat, marbinon, we could include it. When we have tre prati klal, but when the Torah has two pratim and one klal, their halach is, i'ika prata de dame, with shnei tzadim. In order to be similar, in order to be considered ke'ena prat, it has to be similar in two ways. B'chatzad, but if it's only similar in one way, loy rabinan. So in other words, the Gemara is saying that yes, whether we have a klal or prat or klal, whether we have a prat or klal or prat, the halacha is that we're marba, only what's ke'ena prat, but there's a difference in the definition in what ke'ena prat means. When we have two klolim and one prat, as long as it's somewhat similar, even in one way, it's enough to be considered that we be marbit. If it's a two pratim and one klal, it has to be much more similar ke'ena prat, and only then we would be able to include it, otherwise we wouldn't be able to include it. Michti asked the Gemara that what we're learning now is that prat to klal, that if the Torah writes the halacha in the prat to klal fashion, then we say nasa klal moisa prat or sraba kol. And we're also learning that in the miut ribui fashion, that if we have a miut and then a ribui, so we say that the ribui is rabbi kol. So, as we started this sugya, we said that there's a machloikas tanoim in approach how to look at this type of pasuk. Should we look at the pasuk in a meat ribui fashion, or should we look at the pasuk as a practical fashion? But ask the Gemara, what is the practical mafkamina? My ika be meat ribui le practical. What's the difference which way we learn the pasuk? Answers the Gemara, ika, there is a nafkamina. Dilu practical, if we learn in a practical fashion, then mabinan, for example, by Nazar, we would include afilo aluv lovim alam v'lovim, that the Nazar can't even eat the alam and the lovim, because the klal is much coming to include much more. But when we learn meat through ribui, we won't be able to say that it's so broad, and we'll say lulovim in yichayif lulovim that an alam loy. So it's interesting, asked Taisvis, the very maskal ikka. The way the Gemara is learning now, a pratu klal is much broader than a ribui amit, than a mit ribui. Asked Taisvis that throughout Shas, we normally explain very different. That a ribui mit, that a mit ribui is much broader than a pratu klal. So how do we understand this Gemara? So he says that in the Taisu says there's a case that we're discussing here, meat ribui and pratu klal. So Taisu says meat ribui or pratu klal, actually pratu klal is much broader. Where do we say the other way around? It's when we have a pratu klal and a ribui miut. When we have a ribui miut, the miut is much less limiting versus a klal of prat. When we have a prat, klal of prat, the prat is much more limiting. So in a way, there is no absolute rule. And what it means to say is that a ribui miut is actually less limiting. Prat, klal prat is much more limiting, but in the other case, the reverse case, a prat u klal is much broader. It's much broader in its inclusion than is a miut ribui situation.